Yes, my name is Arnice Jackson. My number is 863-752. First off, I'm going to speak on the situation with COVID, like how they're handling the COVID situation. There's no structure whatsoever. They're housing all levels together, all Prius scores together. There's no safety and security whatsoever. They had us housed in a housing unit called Lenaway. There was no ventilation. We had no mops. We had nothing to clean with. This building that they had us in has been condemned since May 2021. They put us over there and just set us over there. It's like an old gym. It's all cubicles, so it's one open space. It's the wall in between us can be climbed over the top. And all these different levels, ones, twos, you know, Prius scores, aggressors, potential victims, all of us were in here together. They didn't care about us having no ventilation. The showers in Lenaway were so degrading, like the bottoms were open, like a bathroom stall. So if someone's standing next to me taking a shower, I can feel all their water on me. You know what I'm saying? If they use the bathroom and the shower, then their feces can go on me. I complained to as many people as I can. You know, everyone that I've seen, I complained about it. And the only person that was willing to help us was Ron Valdez, and everything that she took to them, like leaving the door open for us to get air and ventilation and circulation through the building, they told her no. Also, also healthcare. They're acting like COVID is the only thing that's going on. Like, it's people still got serious health issues. Like, right now I'm going through, I'm not even sure what's going on with my lower back, but I'm feeling numbness down the front of my leg and the back of my leg. Healthcare won't even get me over there to see me. I've been complaining about this since late December. They're saying that it's because they're understaffed, but that's no excuse, because we shouldn't have to suffer because they're understaffed. We still should be able to be seen by doctors and so forth. They still have them in the facility, so I don't understand what the problem is. Also, it's still a lot of sexual discrimination going on in here. Like, one of the main officers who has allegations against him, his name is Derwin Henderson, about him harassing homosexuals and people, how they identify. They have him in charge of housing. He's in charge of housing, moving prisoners around, which I don't understand if he has allegations against him already about this current situation. I've even talked to deputies about it. I've talked to Deputy Allen about it. I've talked to Inspector Owens about it. I've talked to them because he does this, like, he follows us around. He preys on us as women. And it's just unfair for us to keep going through that. You know what I'm saying? With all the gay rights that goes on in the world, you know, with all everything that's going on, I'm not understanding how, you know, with all this sexual discrimination can go on in here. It's just unfair, really. Like, we constantly going through this every day, sexual abuse. They don't even know if half these women are gay, but say if they're dressed boyish or tomboyish, then they are automatically assuming they got a girlfriend. That's sexual discrimination. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a lot that goes on in here. You know, the officers say what they want, they do what they want. If we do what we want or say what we want, we getting written up, we getting misconduct. They just do what they want in here. These officers are being mandated. They're working over 20 hours. They're falling asleep at the desk. We complain about that, we get retaliated upon. We complain about anything the officers do, we get retaliated upon. It's above and beyond. I've given this number to multiple women, so you're going to have multiple calls, you know, if they decide to pick up and call. But anything that I see going on, as long as you guys are putting it out there for someone to hear, I'm going to call y'all because we got to get the word out. Like, this place needs to be shut down. It's mold everywhere. They constantly just painting over the mold. Everywhere. All in the shower areas, they paint over the mold, or they try to power wash it off, and it comes right back within a couple of months. They need to really shut this place down. The child hall. It's maggots in the food. You know, they're reserving old food. They got food sitting in there for weeks and for weeks, and they put it up, put it in the freezer. They bring it out so we can eat it. You know, the stuff that's supposed to be on the menu, if we're not getting that, they're replacing it with something that we're not even supposed to be getting. This place is out of control. They do what they want to do. They say what they want to say. I spoke with a lady by the name of Bardo. She said that she complained to her family about, they put her in a 16 man. Her Prius score is a potential victim. They put her in the 16 man, and when she got on the phone and complained to her family about it, the inspectors called her over and basically told her, we're doing what we have to do for our safety for COVID. But she's saying, but any other time, you know, I can't even be a POA. If she got a Prius score, she can't even get a certain type of job, but I can live with somebody just because COVID is going on all of a sudden. So that they're going against their own protocols, and they're going against their own policies, and just doing what they want to do. And it's unfair to us, because when we try to speak up, they come to shake your room down, or they harassing you on the walkway, or they taking you up to the control center to strip search you. It's too much. And we need this word put out as much as possible. As many people that's listening. An officer stopped me on the walkway just about 5 minutes ago and told me he heard me on the radio. And I'm like, well, you know, was it multiple officers around or was it just you? He said it was multiple officers. So he like, so you better beware. So what does that mean? You understand? You know what I'm saying? So I just want y'all to know every time something goes on, I'm going to have people calling, or I'm going to be calling just to let y'all know and keep y'all updated on what's going on here. Because we're still being treated unfairly. And I know it's not going to change overnight. But something does need to be done about how we're being treated.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.